message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
If you are one of us that is going to go back with blessings tonight, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, we're moving straight to the word. Above only, breaking limitations. Above only and breaking limitations. It is no longer strange for you to hear that God does not want you to be on the ground. It is no longer strange to you to hear that God wants you to be at the topmost top. He has made that very clear in our anchor scripture for the month in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, that ye shall be above only, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Somebody say amen. And not the tail. Somebody say amen. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. May God give everyone here tonight the grace not only to be a hearer only, but to be a doer in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 22, it says, but ye be not doers. He said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Don't just be a hearer only, but be a doer. My prayer is that what you'll be listening to tonight, God will give every one of us the grace to be a doer in Jesus' name. What is limitation? A limitation is an hindrance to going above. A limitation is a stumbling block to rising. A limitation is a constraint to accessing something favorable. A limitation is something that is a hindrance to going above. A stumbling block to a higher height. A constraint to accessing something favorable. Every constraint before you today shall be removed in the name of Jesus. It shall be removed in the name of Jesus. It shall be removed in the name of Jesus. It shall be removed in the name of Jesus. And there's a major constraint that we'll be looking at tonight, which is capable of limiting a man or a woman from getting to that height, that level that he has destined. I've never seen anybody in life that said, my wish is to be on the ground. I've never seen it. And what we'll be talking about tonight can take you to any height in life. What we'll be talking about tonight is capable of changing your story on a permanent basis. What we'll be talking about tonight is capable of transforming your entire destiny. Entire destiny. What we'll be talking about tonight is capable of lifting a pauper and making him somebody that is relevant. Is capable of lifting somebody that is a pauper and making him a prime minister. It can make somebody that is a non-entity to become some entity. It's so crucial to destiny. And my prayer for everyone here tonight is that this word of tonight, it will bring about a change of life for you in Jesus' name. This major constraint or limitation that can hinder a person, what we really require for this above only status is called character, or we can call it godly character. Godly character. Your character will either push you up or pull you down. Your character will either make men to celebrate you or men to despise you. No man can be greater than his character level. No man can be more superior to his character. And if you desire to be above only, A solid character is a vital requirement. A weak character always affects destiny, but a solid character brings above the lifting of a man. Look at a man like Abraham. Abraham was born into a family of idolatry. According to Joshua chapter 24 verse 2, his father Terah was an idolater. The Bible says, and Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your father dwelt in the other side of the flood in old time. Even Terah, the father of Abraham and father of Nahor, and they served other gods. Abraham was born into a family where they don't serve the Almighty God. They were into idolatry. They were not indeed serving God. And so they had character defects. Because who you serve also determines the level of your character and the extent of your character. But Abraham decided to move to the side of the Almighty God. And his character brought about a change of story for him. To the extent that God swore concerning him. God swore concerning Abraham. He swore concerning him. In Genesis 21 verse 16 to 18. Genesis 21 verse 16 to 18. A man that is from an idolatry family. God loved him so much. And God himself. Praise the Lord. God himself. And she went and sat her down over against him. A good way off. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 22. Genesis 22. Beg your pardon. Genesis 22. Not 21. 22. And said, myself have I sworn. By myself have I sworn, said the Lord. For because thou hast done this, because Abraham went to God's side and believed God's side and decided to envelope himself in godly character, God changed his life. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that as you embrace godly character, God is going to change your life. I say God is going to change your life. Also, another man of good character is a man called Joseph in Genesis 39 verse 2 to 10. A man who was born into a good family, but had enemies in his own family. And these enemies wanted to destroy him. Eventually they sold him into slavery. You know the story very well. And he maintained his godly character. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. You can read the rest when you get home at night. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 to 10. Talking about Joseph and how he was tempted by Potiphar's wife and all that. And how he was saved because of his godly character. Your character will determine how far you will go in life. Ladies and gentlemen, God specifically mentioned 7 characters which can limit a man. He said these particular characters are abomination. Someone say abomination. They are an abomination. Anybody you see this character in them, they cannot be a candidate of being above. And if they are above, it will be temporary. We'll be looking at those 7 characters tonight. And then we'll trust God that nobody here will go home with such a character in the name of Jesus. I'll be looking at them from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. These 6 things doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination. Someone say abomination. The first one, he said, I hate them. He said, but now let me even tell you, they are an abomination unto him. Go on now. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devised wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be looking at these 7 characters tonight, and I'll be breaking them down for us to have a better understanding of it. And we can see the ones in each of the people's lives, and then you can say, this one is in my life, this one is in the life of somebody I know, and then adjustments can be made. To God be all the glory. So we start very quickly on these characters which can bring about limitation, which we must avoid. Number one is a proud look. In James 4, verse 6 to 7. James chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Bible says, he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now go back to verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud. Now, God is a God that normally helps people and assists people. He is a lifter of men. If brothers resist somebody, maybe another friend can help you to can help you and deliver you from that person. If witches and wizards are resisting a person, the person can run to a servant of God, and God can use that servant of God to deliver that person, and the person will become healed and delivered from those witches and wizards. When a lecturer is resisting somebody, you can run to the professor, to the VC, and the VC can help you and assist you and deliver you from that lecturer. But when God is resisting a person, where will the person run to? God said, anybody that has a proud look, he said, I am the one that is resisting the person. Pride simply means self-worship. And when you are proud, you are ignorant. When you are proud, you are arrogant. And when you are arrogant, you become ignorant. When a man is proud, he becomes ignorant. And when he is ignorant, he becomes ignorant. Pride brings one into arrogance, and arrogance leads to ignorance. A proud person does not like to be under authority. When you see a proud person, he doesn't want to be subject to control. He doesn't want anybody to tell him this what to do or tell her this what to do. When you see a proud man, he will almost be putting his two legs on his wife's head. When you see a proud woman, she will never take to correction of the husband. And when you look at a man like Moses in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, Bible says he was the meekest of all. He was a meek man. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the earth. No wonder God lifted Moses to such a high level in life. Moses was God himself knew that Moses was meek. Anyone that indulges in pride has no place at the top. Has no place at that top. And I pray for everyone here tonight that every traces of pride in anyone's life here tonight is hereby cast out in the name of Jesus. Many people in the Bible suffer from pride. Herod, Nebuchadnezzar, Vashti, and all were all victims. Nothing brought them down than pride. If your desire is to be above, then humility, you must wear the cloth of humility. I've also discovered in my little life that people that are of substance and people that God has really lifted are very humble most of the time. But people that are just coming up and just trying to barely live are so proud. You can see somebody sitting at the back of a car who owns a car and is paying the driver, and the driver will be very, very proud, and the madam at the back will be very humble. I've seen it before. I had a driver many years ago that when you are driving him, if he's not happy, if he's not feeling happy, or he doesn't feel like talking to you, nothing will not answer you. If you talk your worst, he will not answer you. And by the time you send him from here to Tipa Garage, you would have used your car to bash like 3 times before he will come back. You know, pride makes somebody to misbehave. I pray for somebody here today that the spirit of humility comes on each one in the name of Jesus. The second character that God hates, which can bring us down, which we must avoid, is a lying tongue. In John 8:44, the Bible says, devil is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. So So anybody that lies is a son or a daughter produced by the devil. Maybe the devil's firstborn. Haven't you seen people that when they tell you good morning, sir, you quickly say, please, I'm coming. You quickly go and check, is it actually morning or night? Such people normally come down very fast. Their crash is as fast as the way they went up. If your desire is to stay up there, truthfulness must be our watchword. Truthfulness must be our watchword. When you live in lies, you live a fake life. When a child of God lives in lies, he or she lives in a fake world. I want to see people that everything about them is a lie. Their house is a lie. Their car is a lie. Their clothes is a lie. Everything is a lie. No truthfulness you can find in them. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that the spirit of truthfulness comes into everyone here in the name of Jesus. Lying reflects falsehood and insincerity. Lying is a sign of a false life and a life of insincerity. A life of insincerity. Lying is a sign of falsehood and a sign of insincerity. And from today, your tongue is hereby a truthful tongue in the name of Jesus. Your tongue is declared a truthful tongue in the name of Jesus. Your tongue is declared a truthful tongue in the name of Jesus. You know, some of us, we need to curtail our tongue. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Any man that cannot control his tongue, he says his religion is a fake religion. His Christianity is not true. His Christianity is fake. From today, the spirit of truthfulness comes on everybody here in the name of Jesus. When you see some children that lie, they lie by excellence. They picked it from their parents. Because the father is inside, or the mother is inside, there's a visitor, and he says, I'm going inside. Tell him I'm not around. And if it's a child that wants to really be very, very stubborn, you see, daddy said I should tell you that he's not around, though he's inside. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. May the spirit of truthfulness come upon every one of us in Jesus' name. May the spirit of truthfulness come upon every one of us in Jesus' name. Bishop Abioye said something one time that he was traveling from one place to another, and then he was in the aircraft, and the aircraft was about to crash. And he said, I know I will land where I'm going because I told the truth when I was leaving. So the spirit of truthfulness makes you preserved. I pray for somebody here today that the spirit of truthfulness will preserve you in Jesus' name. Number three, character that is so important, which we must avoid, is hands that shed innocent blood. And I think in Nigeria is one of the major problems we have now. Major problems. Bloodshed, because election is coming in 2019. And I say this prophetically, anybody watching me right now who is involved in such a thing, I pray that God Almighty will deliver you in the name of Jesus. May you repent very fast in the name of Jesus. Because if you don't, your own blood shall also be shed. I say your own blood, the person's blood will also be shed in the name of Jesus. Hands that shed innocent blood. If you are a lady and you are still committing abortion, you are part of the people that are abomination to God. There was a story of a doctor, I think I've told you the story before, who, when he was about to die, the doctor specialized in aborting babies. And all the babies he had killed came and were asking him, why now? Why? And he was shouting, I can see babies. I can see babies crying. You know, when a small baby of 1 month comes with the front of a man, say, why now? You know, that man must cry. A small baby, 1 month or 3 weeks, comes in the front of him and say, why now? The person, the nurse that was involved in the abortion, is also an abomination. The doctor that did it is an abomination. The lady that spread her legs for abortion is an abomination. Any one of us that desires to be above only must not shed innocent blood. Sometime last week, I think I was in the car and I was listening to news or so. And they talked about a lady, not in Nigeria, I think in China or somewhere. I don't know if you heard about it. Who traveled in an aeroplane and gave birth inside the aeroplane and went to the toilet and delivered the baby into the toilet. And you know the worst thing? Delivered the baby and put tissue paper to shock the baby's mouth so that the baby can die in the plane. When the baby died, she put the baby into the toilet and the baby refused to go. So she just, you know, abandoned the thing. And the air hostesses saw it and they started examining all the women one by one. She was an 18-year-old girl. Delivered the baby inside the aeroplane. Maybe she was traveling to another place to go and deliver it, kill the baby and go back to where she actually lives. But the baby now forcefully came inside because of the pressure of the plane and all that. She went to the toilet, delivered it. I'm talking of last week. It was in the news. Delivered the baby, loose tissue paper, plenty, shocked the baby's mouth when the baby was even was crying. The world is wicked. There are people that can give 10 million for that kind of baby. Even 50 million. Say, just give me that baby. Hands that shed innocent blood always limit. Anyone you see that is involved in this kind of, they don't die well. I hope you know that. All those people that are shedding blood presently, you will see that it is dogs that will lick their blood on the road. All those killing people in Nigeria, all those doing evil all over the place, all those people that will go to people's houses and stab them and carry go away with their money and with their car, dogs will eventually eat their flesh on the road because they will not die well. I said they will not die well. If you are sure you are not one of them, say big amen. Number four, major character which can limit a man from going above is a heart that deviseth wicked imagination. A heart that deviseth wicked imagination cannot rise. Haven't you seen people that they did business deal with their friends, business contract with their friends, and then the business boomed and there's a big profit that came out and they said, I can't afford for anybody to share with this money. And they called somebody, hello, yes, can I give you some money, 100,000 or 200,000 to kill somebody for me? Say, why not? And then they, at night, they did like armed robbers. Went there, collected the guy's wristwatch, collected his phone, collected his tab, collected everything, and killed him. Did like it's a robbery. Whereas it was a friend that sent them. Somebody devised the imagination in his heart. In films, we have seen situations whereby somebody wants to kill another person, goes to remove the brake system. I want you to watch such a film before. Went to remove the brake of the car. And then when the person was driving at top speed, crashed and died. As if it was just an ordinary crash. Wicked imagination. We live in a world where people devise evil. Wicked imagination also involves a young lady seeing another person's husband and does all sort of scheme to scheme out the madam and to get inside the house. It's a wicked imagination. The man suddenly becomes like a devil. Somebody that he loved so much before, all of a sudden he just changes. And because like, you must leave this house. You must leave this house. You must. He has eaten a fall somewhere. What did I do? Nothing. I'm just tired. You are a witch. You are a witch. You must leave. You must leave. You must leave. And then a young Okpeke comes in. And then dominates the house. What somebody else has worked for 20 years. 25 years. The man with his all his white hair. He now come in. Say, baby. Baby. Wicked imagination. And then the woman is outside suffering. The children are suffering. May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. These are the kind of things that God hates that brings people down. These are the kind of things that God hates when you see people that are at the top and suddenly they just crash. Wah! Something is wrong. That's why sometimes it's not always good to pity some people, because you don't know what got them there. You don't know what they did that got them into that situation. Wicked imaginations also brings down somebody from above and brings him down. Number five, character that can hinder a man from getting to the top is feet that run into evil. If you are the kind of person that your feet is always quick to run to nightclub, all the nightclub in London, they know you there. All the nightclub of where you are watching me from now, they know you there. In fact, they reserve seats for you. Pastor Moshebi told me a story of a man one time like that, who had a permanent suit in an hotel in Lorry here. Permanent suit. Either he's there or he's not there. He's just paying for that permanent suit. Then maybe like 5 days or 4 days a week, he will carry some girls, different girls to that place. One day he will die on that bed. One day he will die. The person will die on that bed. When a person's leg is too quick to run to evil, then there's no way the person can remain at the top. If your desire is to be at the top, run, let your leg depart from evil places. There are some places you should not go. Maybe you are watching me and you still patronize brothels. You use your two leg, you enter into a brothel and you are negotiating. 2,000. The person says 25,000. You say no. 5,000. They say no, let's meet at 20,000. What are you negotiating? May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. A feet that run into evil, God hates it. And it doesn't make a person to be at the top. If you are the kind of person that all the purposeful joints is your domain, whereas you have never for once given your wife pepper soup money at home, say, please buy me French fish and pepper soup. For once. But pepper soup everywhere. One plate of pepper soup, 10,000. You sit down to eat it. Number six, character that can hinder a person from being above only is to be a false witness. False witness. You know what that means? Something that you were not there. You say, I was there when she did it. In fact, it happened in my Korokoro eyes like this. And I must tell you, we are in a wicked world where this is one of the major things they are using against people now. Things that never happened. Lies just to gain cheap popularity. Someone say cheap popularity. Cheap popularity. Cheap popularity. That I was there. This is what happened there. This is what is happening there. This is what, well, they were never there. God does not like such. God does not like such. I'm running out of time already. I need to move very, very fast. A false witness. God does not lie. Number seven, character that God does not like that can hinder us from being above is he that sweat discord among brethren. You see a church where the members are doing so well. The members are doing so well. Then you go and say, that their pastor is not a good person. That their choir director is a bad person. That their resident pastor is a... In fact, you are a wicked person. People that do such things, that sow discord among brethren, they are wicked people. And I tell you, they are people that the judgment of God is not very far from. The judgment of God is not far from them. They just go to... They just see a good place and they want to come and give problem there. They see a thriving business and they want to break it. They see a thriving home, they want to break it. They see brothers that are doing very well. They want to come inside those brothers and say, your brother said this against you. Then they go to the other person too. That one too said, but please don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. When you see such people, they say don't tell anybody. It's a lie. It's a lie. People that sow discord among brethren are hated. These are some of the characters. And some of these characters, do you know what? Can I shock you? They are very, very prevalent among Christians. Especially this last one of sowing discord among brethren in a department that you are. Are you one of those that bring unity to the department or those that tear the department to pieces? You are the one that knows the fault of everybody in the department. You are the one that knows who can do this, who can sing well, who cannot sing well, who is in the husband's house, who is not in her husband's house. Were you there on the day of their wedding? Do you even know the exact carat of their wedding ring? Oh God. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. He that sweareth discord among brethren is hated by God. Is hated by God. Recently, not too long ago, I heard that a church was speaking against our church here, you know, to some people, to some young students, and that church, that this and this. Initially, I said, let our pastors and some of our people go there and go and deal with them there, and maybe take a lawyer or a police. But later, I just felt it's not necessary. You know, the God of yesterday is the one that takes time to judge. The God of now, just close your eyes like this, open it, he has judged already. What you are doing, they cannot do. The sacrifice you are putting in, they cannot put in. But they want to enjoy the exact quality of your results. Is it possible? They eat every day. They sleep every day. Night sleeping, morning sleeping. Every day enjoying you are with God like 24 hours, but they want to have the exact result. God will judge. I say God will judge. But let's leave that aside. Quickly tonight, benefits of good character. Then we go to pray. What are the benefits of good character? You know, one of the reasons why I took that decision that there's no need to go to anywhere to talk to anybody. I just thought that our fathers like Baba Adeboye, Bishop Oyedepo, people speak against their churches. You understand what I'm saying? And nothing happened. You know, just how many people do you want to fight? When your star is shining, when the tree is bringing out good orange juice, people will want to throw stones at it. May the Lord give us understanding. They have not seen anything. Benefits of good character. Number one benefit of good character is honor and recognition. In Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, you know the story very well, how the king could not sleep one night because of Mordecai, because he was a man of good character. One on that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Hazarus. Three now. And the king said, what honor? Somebody say, what honor? You will be honored this year. I say you will be honored this year. What honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? When you have character, you become a man of honor. When you develop your character, you become a woman of honor. Not only honor and dignity. If you go to verse 11, because of our time. Verse 11. And then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the streets of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted. If a king can honor a man like this, how much more the Almighty God? If a king can honor a man like this, as you continue to display godly character in church, in your house, in your place of work, in your community, God himself will honor you. I say God himself will honor you. From today, for you and your family, honor will be pursuing you. I say for you and your family, honor will be pursuing you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Benefits of good character number two is promotion. The first one we talked about, the man called Mordecai who was honored. Number two of good character is promotion. If you look at the story of Esther chapter 1 from verse 10 to 12, when the king Ahasuerus called for his wife Vashti and she refused to come. You know the story very well. She refused to come and then she was dethroned, and another queen who was better than her was placed there, and she was promoted. She was lifted. Esther was lifted and she was promoted. Why? Because she was a lady of good character. She was a woman of good character. In this age whereby people just do things anyhow, people behave anyhow, people do things the way they like. I want to live my life the way I want. Esther never lived like that. That's why I'm so sure that every lady under the sound of her voice who is pursuing godly character, you will end in honor and promotion. You will end in honor and promotion. Though Esther was an orphan, her character brought her to a high level. She had no father, she had no mother. Maybe you are here tonight, you don't have helper. You have a father, but your father is like, he's not a father. You have a father, but that father cannot move you further. Your character is what will move you further. If you have this issue, this character, you have everything. If you can possess character, you have it. That's why in those days when people want to get married, they will tell people, spies to the family, go and find out her character. Go and find out how she relates with her mother, how she relates with her brother, how she relates with her sister. Character matters a lot. Character is so important. I've told you the story a few times before. Many years ago, a young lady wanted to get married, and then she brought her mom to come and see me for the wedding, the preparation for the wedding. And there were two of them were in my office. And then I was asking questions, this and that, and I saw the way she was relating with her mother. As initially, I couldn't believe my eyes. As in, like a slave. In my presence. So I know. Oh God. I just kept quiet. You know, everything was said. The date was fixed. Everything was already set for the wedding. Just a few questioning to know some preparations. So immediately they finished. Our drama finished. I said, all right. Thank you very much. The reason why I brought you, I've discovered it. We will not be able to do this wedding. Yeah. It was as if it was a play. So they went to our senior pastor at that time and told him that this and this. So he sent for me. Please come. I heard that you said that a wedding will not be conducted. I said, sir, with due respect, they can do it anywhere, but not here. Why? Character was not seen. And can I tell you, that wedding was never conducted in that church. I don't know how. I met her one day somewhere. I thought she would not even greet me again. She went on two legs to greet me. I met her many years ago, maybe years later, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. I thought she would not even greet me. She started greeting me. I said, oh, you have learned now. If you don't have character, you don't have anything. If you are a man or a woman, you lack character, you don't have anything. As in the man has nothing. Character brings honor and recognition. Character brings promotion. Number three. Benefit of character is escape from shame and disgrace. Everyone that has character escapes shame and disgrace. Everyone that doesn't have character is a candidate of disgrace. You will never be a candidate of disgrace in Jesus' name. You will never be a candidate of disgrace in Jesus' name. Why do you think Samson's eyes were plucked out? His character was deficient. It was defective. And they plucked out his two eyes. And he was grinding pepper for his enemy. You will not grind pepper for your enemy in Jesus' name. You will not grant favor for your enemy in Jesus' name. If your desire is to end well, build your character. Build your character so that you don't end up in shame and in shambles. Because of time, I need to rush. Number four. Major benefit of good character is riches and wealth. In Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, the man Job was a man of character. He was an upright man, a man that hated evil, and he was the richest man in the east. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-ass and very great household. So that this man was the greatest. You will be the greatest in your family. I say you will be the greatest in your family. You will be the greatest in your community. You will be the greatest among your peers. Let me hear your loudest amen. This place taught me a great lesson. And if I can continue with goodly and godly character, I will eventually emerge the greatest. Job, who was not supposed to be anybody, eventually became the greatest because he upheld godly character. He held on to godly character. Abraham was very rich. The Bible says in Genesis 13 verse 2, he was very rich in cattle, in silver, in gold, in everything. And why? He was a man of character. He was a man that had character. He was a man, if not because his wife forced that lady on him, he wouldn't have done it. What's the name of that girl? Eh? Hagar. If not that he forced Hagar, Abraham was a man that loved, he loved God with passion. He was a man of character. He was a man of character. He was a man of character. And no wonder he was a man of riches and wealth. He had 318 stewards. He had 318 servants. I don't know. I don't think our president, our current president, has 318 personal servants. I don't know. I don't think so. 318! Because he was a man of character. May the Lord make you a woman of character. May the Lord make you a man of character. In the name of Jesus. And number five, where I'm going to stop tonight. Benefit of good character is peace. A man of character or a woman of character has peace. You sleep well. You are not scared of HIV/AIDS. You are not scared. In my place, I shouldn't go ahead. They say, he that does not eat B, does not die B. So, praise the Lord. Godly character gives you peace of, that's one of the benefits of godly character. You have peace of mind. When they are shouting fraud, fraud, fraud in your organization. Fraud, fraud, they are doing fraud. You don't have any problem because you know you did not do fraud. They can't see your signature in fraud. And if they go and check your account, they can't meet fraudulent money there. So what is the problem? You don't have problem. You don't have anything to fear. You have peace of mind. You walk freely in the society. You walk freely in the society. You walk freely everywhere because you know that you are a person of character. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that a renewed life of godly and goodly character that will make you go above only, that is released to you tonight in the name of Jesus. That is released to you tonight in the name of Jesus. As from today, all your friends and your neighbors will vouch for you that you are a person of goodly character. Can I hear your loudest amen? Samuel was saying, whose axe have I got? What have I taken anything from you? Whose wife have I taken? How many people in Nigeria can say that now? That whose money have I stolen? How many people can vouch and say it? Very few. But I pray that amongst those few, you and I shall be among in the name of Jesus. Among the few people that we uphold good character in this nation, you and I shall be there in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet tonight.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate it.